This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The following is paid for by Greater Pitt Tree Service. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, I love this guy. He's all Pittsburgh, Greenfield native, just a really bright light. Before we talk trees, I got to, because he's a foodie, wherever they're doing work, he'll drop a dime or two in the community to feed his hardworking crew. So we do love talking food. So, Carlos, I got to ask you, last hour, Carlos McClintock, Greater Pitt Tree Service, we did a hand-me-down recipe show with Coons, and it did real well. You know, recipes that your grandmother, your mother, whomever, your wife. What is it that somebody in your family has been cooking in one form or another that when you gather with your family, it's a real treat? One of those hand-me-down recipes. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, our go-to in our family, my mom, she's, you know, straight Italian, little Italian old lady. Her cannolis, man. I mean, my nickname growing up was the cannoli kid. I mean, and it's a treat when she makes them. You don't want to miss them.
Love it.
It's just something that I've never had a better cannoli in a restaurant. A lot of these restaurants pre-fill them, and then the shell gets soggy. You can't do that. You got to fill to eat. And then we don't do all the fancy, like, whipped cream and chocolate chips and chocolate sauce. It's just she does make a filling that's like a chocolate ricotta filling.
Aww.
And then the traditional, you know, the traditional way. I'll have to bring you some next time. They're just, I mean, there's not a better cannoli out there.
Hey, pick me up. Let's go visit your mom. I'd love to.
It takes a lot for her. I mean, there's a lot that goes into coercing her to make them for me. So it's a whole process across the board.
Listen, we love you, Mom. Keep up the good work. And young man, let me tell you, love your mother. You're lucky to have your mom. As Joe Dantisi used to always say, and it's such a fact, no one will ever love you like your mom. All right, here we go. Today's topic, large tree, that one you're looking at across the fence, your neighbor's tree. You're wondering, boy, is that tree healthy? Could it cause me some problems? Should it get trimmed, pruned, or treated, or maybe even pulled out of there? Next time I see Mr. Smith or Mrs. Jones, I need to bring that up to them. 412-884-TREE. Here's what Carlos does, and another reason why I love him. You call him and say, Carlos, could you do me a favor? My neighbor, who I haven't seen since last spring, you think you could maybe go knock on his door and just saying you were doing some work for me? And you actually do that for people, and you do it in a polite and very respectful way. And that's another reason why people need to call Greater Pitt Tree Service, Carlos.
Yes, that's a common job for us. And our slogan is, we did your neighbor's tree, because I would hear that on my voicemail so many times, or people would call and say, hey, this is Rob, you did my neighbor's tree, and I got this big tree here, and blah, blah, blah. And I said, you know what, that's going to be our slogan. So that's been our slogan for a long time now, and people get a kick out of it, and it kind of, you know, justifies, like, we were at your neighbor's house, so we are good enough to work for them, and obviously we're good enough to work for you. We did a good job at your neighbor's. You know, you're calling us because you saw our equipment, you saw our professional crew. And yeah, if I'm working at your house and I spot something on your neighbor's property that's threatening to you or them, I'll go over and knock on the door. I like to play devil's advocate. There's so much I know about the trees that they may not, or you may not know about them. Like all these big trees around these houses, we call them house crushers. You know, I don't even identify the species of tree. I just say that's a house crusher. And if it's healthy, so be it. But when a tree gets that big, it's kind of what we consider the getting towards the shelf life of a yard tree, where there's going to be a big branch come down or the tree come down. It just becomes statistics. So we can get you ahead of that and get you the information, and you make your decision based on that.
Listen, I got to tell you, I love my home, and I love doing things to my home. And recently I got a roof from JP Roofing, and Metropolitan Windows getting ready to take care of me, and we're going to get some windows put in. But this is how sentimental I am about my home and about community and neighborhood and work that you do and people in the roofing and window industry. I literally stand out on my sidewalk early in the morning, even on days like today, and before I pull away in my car, I look up at my roof and I go, how lucky am I to have a new roof? But you know what I need to start looking? I need to start looking if my neighbor's trees are okay. Because goodness gracious, I wouldn't want one of them trees coming down on my brand new roof. So people do need to look at this stuff, Carlos.
Yes, it gets a little bit where people get complacent. They're like, oh, I've lived in this house for 35 years and that tree's been there. And I say, well, there's two schools that thought about that. Yeah, you've been here 35 years and there's no problems with the tree. Or you've been here 35 years, there's not been a problem with the tree. Guess what? Something's coming. So I get out there, we send Troy, our ISA certified arborist, to do an assessment of that large tree on your property, maybe do a resistograph and figure out the density of the trunk, because I can't tell you how many trees I've cut down that looked healthy, and then we get it on the ground and it's completely hollow. So it was a time bomb waiting to happen. So we have the equipment to figure out the health of the tree. We do a visual inspection. We'll send a climber up in the tree if we see something that's a little bit off in the upper canopy that we want to get a better look at. So again, get us out there. It's important for you to get ahead of these things. It's also important to know where you stand with your homeowner's insurance, because they won't cover a claim if that tree's compromised or in a deteriorated state, declining, or if it's completely dead. They won't cover the claim. Their goal is to not cover a claim, so they only cover a claim if the tree's 100% healthy. And chances are, if that tree's that big, it might have some issues with it. It's old, like old people. Old people always got something. I bump into someone, you know, they're like, oh, I got something wrong with my leg and my heart's going, and, you know, because they're old. And it's the same thing with trees. They get issues with them when they get to that age.
All right, listen, this guy's the best. We want you to call in. So if you got a tree issue, you think your neighbor's tree could be an issue, we want you to call. Anything just doesn't look right, call us right now. All of our lines are open. 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. And remember, you can always call them direct at 412-884-TREE, 412-884-TREE. But we're going to go to a break telling you why you need to call today, even if there isn't an issue, and how you can become a part of what they do on a yearly, monthly basis, meaning throughout the calendar year, they will show up at different times per quarter, per month, whenever you need them, but they will schedule routine visits just to make sure that you're good to go. So tell them about the tree and plant check that people can plug into by making the call and signing up with Greater Pitt Tree Service. Go ahead, Carlos.
Yes, that's a great topic, and we just launched our plant healthcare division, tree and plant healthcare division last year. We had a great response. People love Troy. He's our ISA certified arborist. There's so many things that we can do for plants, shrubs, and trees on your property to keep them healthy. You know, they were expensive to plant. They were expensive to maintain. You don't want them to die off. So we have, you know, deep root injections. We have fertilization. There's so many applications we have for different trees and plants on your property, and they are sometimes seasonal. So there's certain things we can do in the spring months or in the fall months. So we kind of get out there, we meet with you, we go over your property, we let you know what you'd be looking at, you know, and it's just maintenance. It's like cleaning your gutters or, you know, pressure washing your house. It's the same thing with your, it falls into that category with routine maintenance to keep everything on your home and your property is your main investment that you're going to make in life. It's usually the biggest investment somebody makes. So let us get out there, keep everything on your property healthy, and keep it where your property, you know, has the value that you want associated with it.
I know people who have dealt with him directly. Greg Douglas, my partner from the Coons Market Black and Gold Sunday Show, happens to be Travis Kelce's agent. Obviously, Marty, of course, Griffin, you hear him all the time, loves him. Dr. Wong, longtime listener, and he's been texting me early on Saturday and Sunday mornings for over a decade. Absolutely loves this guy's work. He's one of us. He's a Pittsburgher. You can't go wrong. You'll love the work ethic. You'll love the price, and you'll love the beginning, middle, and end of the job. So pick up the phone. Make the call. 412-884-TREE. Today, we're talking about that large tree next to your house or on your neighbor's property. Is it healthy or not? Should you trim it, prune it, treat it, or remove it? And we want to hear from you, too. 866-391-1020. And we're going to go to the North Hills and talk to Jim on the other side of the break. It's Greater Pitt Tree Service today with your Pratt Pack on KDKA.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
Yeah, don't forget about that tree and plant healthcare service. Absolutely going to love what they do. Give them a call and get signed up for that. 412-884-TREE. Your Pratt Pack on a Sunday morning. And we are talking about trees, of course, with Carlos McClintock, Greater Pitt Tree Service. And you're welcome to call in and get some free advice. Just a phone call away, 866-391-1020. Let's say good morning to Jim up there in the North Hills. Hey, Jim.
Hello. Top of the morning, yeah.
Top of the morning.
Question. This is the first one. It's kind of a legal question. I know he's not a lawyer, but in Pennsylvania, if a neighbor's tree falls onto your property, and a big tree, take a lot of labor to remove it. Are they responsible, or is the wherever land it falls on, is it the homeowner's responsibility?
Yep, that's a great question, and it's a popular topic because of how close our neighbors are in our area. So historically, it's always where the tree falls who has to deal with it, because once it falls in your property, you own it. So, you know, it could be if it causes damage to your coverage A, which is your home, or coverage B, which is a shed, detached shed, fence, detached garage, hardscape, pool, things like that that aren't your home, your homeowner's insurance will step in and cover the claim as far as how much it is to extract that tree off of your property and then haul it out. Now, if it just falls in your yard, let's say you have a big grass yard, they give you very minimal for that because you don't have yard insurance, you have homeowner's insurance. Now, the flip side of that coin, where it becomes a little bit dicey, if that tree's dead on your neighbor's property, it falls and hits your house, your homeowner's does one of two things. They'll cover it and then go after that homeowner or their homeowner's insurance because it was neglect on their part because the tree was dead. It's obvious it's going to fall. Or they might just not cover the claim and say, hey, Jim, you're going to have to go after your neighbor civilly for the damages to your home. So if you're looking at your neighbor's tree and it's dead, you might want to go knock on the door and say, hey, you know, or send them a certified letter. I recommend that and get ahead of all that.
Hmm. So if it's a big tree, and my deal is the winds blow from west to east. My neighbor has a lot of big trees right on a borderline of his property and my property. So if they get down, they're probably get down. They're big. They're cost, you know, a few $1,000 to remove one. And I had heard what you said and wasn't sure. Heard pros and cons on it. I think it's ridiculous because it gives them no incentive to take care of their tree, even though it's probable going to fall on my property or the other person's property.
Yes, I've dealt with that, and people, the owner of that tree says, well, it's not bothering me, and you know, they're like, we'll just take our chances, and if it falls, it falls, and we'll deal with it then. You know, a lot of it depends on your relationship with that neighbor. I've had customers like you pay me and in agreement with the neighbor that we can cut that tree down. And the neighbor will say, well, if you want it down and you're paying for it, have at it. You know, so I've seen it go a lot of different ways. And a lot of it does depend on the relationship with that neighbor and what kind of person they are. And it's tough these days, man. People are not sympathetic to other human beings right now.
Yeah, I always felt that was if it was correct, which it appears it is, it was kind of ridiculous. I guess it gives them, maybe the tree's starting to die. It's got, you know, another 10, 15 years they'll maybe live. And it gives them no incentive to take it down because if it falls, it's like, oh, it's on him, you know?
Yeah, what we can do, Jim, is we could send Chore, our ISA certified arborist, to do an assessment of that tree, write you a report. It's a $129 fee for him to come out, but it's very detailed, and we could diagnose that tree and do a visual assessment, and if the neighbor lets us on the property, we can do a soil test and things like that, and we could write you up a report, send that, the certified letter, to that neighbor, And now you're ahead of it. It puts you in a better position rather than going through it on the blind and waiting for it to come down and then scrambling to figure out who's responsible, because now we've called it to their attention, okay? And Troy said, look, this tree's in a declining state, has a huge cavity, it has a bulbous root system, it's starting to lift up, it's a hazard. And now, you know, for you, it just puts you in a better position to be in.
Yeah, the one particular tree, it's huge. It's a huge pine tree, and a limb fell off a couple of years, broke off it. It was all black ant infested. That's why it broke off, you know. And I thought, well, that's just the beginning of that tree probably for dying.
And the other thing is, if the tree stretches over into your airspace, and we can get equipment on your property where we don't have to be on that owner of the tree's property, we can trim it back, because again, once it grows into your airspace, you own it. You can trim it, you could spray paint it, you could hang ribbons from it, you could do whatever you want, because now it's yours. The tree's on their property, but the branches go over your airspace, you're able to trim them back with no legal recourse.
Now, what if that excessive trimming, maybe a lot of big limbs and stuff, eventually look, the tree started dying, you know, a year later, can they come back and say, well, that's because they did all that chopping and cutting on it 2 years ago, you know? Is that a recourse for them?
Yep, that's a good point. You know, we try to get ahead of that, and we want to practice proper pruning techniques where we don't damage the tree. So we'll consult with that homeowner and say, hey, we don't want to stop this cut directly on the property line's airspace. We want to continue this cut to a proper lateral or back to the trunk where it's not detrimental to the tree. So we do everything we can. You're in within your legal rights. And where it goes from there, you know, kind of it puts the responsibility on that homeowner to take care of their tree. Now, if the tree dies and it's on their property, it's really their problem, because that root system also that's going to extend into your property, you know, say you want to put a patio in or a new driveway and you're damaging those roots, but that's the name of the game there. You know, there's not, you can't. It can't affect you personally in your home in a negative way where you can't address it.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the info.
Hey,
appreciate it.
Yeah, if you want it to come out, Jim, give us a call. I'd be happy to come on and take a look at everything for you.
Yeah, 412-884-TREE. I got some questions for you. We'll get to them on the other side of the break. And I want everybody to know that you can get questions like Jim answered in real time right now. It's free. It's good advice. He's done it all. Call us as we're on the air until 10 o'clock. Number to dial is 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. And again, you can reach them at Greater Pitt Tree Service, 412-884-TREE. Looks like I'm going to have time for one question. So we were talking about Troy, Certified Arborist. What type of tools do they use this time of year? What can you expect them to show up if they're coming to your house representing you this time of year? Certified Arborist, go ahead.
Yeah, this is a tough time for a lot of the applications we have. They're not effective when it gets this cold, but we can still come out and do the visual inspection of your property as long as there's not, you know, 2 feet of snow on the ground. We could come out, you know, there's not any leaves on the tree right now, but we're very good at identifying portions of the tree that are dead, even though there's no leaves on it. You know, a lot of trees have the little buds on it that we can identify, and we could, you know, say this part of the tree is healthy, and you look over here and there's nothing going on, or the tree has a open wound or a break from a limb before, and we could tell you how to address that. And so Troy can come out really any time of the year. He likes to take a little bit of this winter off because we go hard for the 11 months out of the year. So this is a time where there's not many. We can do, you know, the resistograph this time of year, which figures out the density or lack thereof of a large tree on your property, you know, because it might look healthy. And you say, well, let me just make sure. Let me get them out there. Let's do the resistograph. It's, you know, it's very minimal for that peace of mind to know that this large tree isn't going to crash through your house. Or now you know the data, you know the information that supports that the tree's healthy, and if it does, at least you're in a good position with your homeowner's insurance, because now if a healthy tree comes down, it's an act of God, which the homeowner's policies do cover.
All right, so this is one question, just because I was thinking about how cold it's going to be again this week, and you know, many people are just going to be, you know, hanging around the house, maybe putting another log on the fire. So I go back to when my dad and his cousins and uncles would go and chop trees down and cut up trees. Chainsaws would be going, axes would be flying, so we would have plenty of firewood during the winter. And my question has always been, and no one's ever answered this for me, what is the best type of wood to burn? What tree, if it dies and you have to cut it down or it's removed, what is usually the best wood and best tree to put into your fireplace to get the best burn? Do you know that answer?
I do know that answer. That's an easy one. You got to challenge me a little bit more, Rob. The best wood to burn that has the highest BTUs, which is how hot something burns. Locust is very sought after for firewood. We have people that listen for our chainsaws going and drive around, and if it's a locust tree, they're like, hey, can I take that? You know, I've had people fighting over locust trees on our job sites. That's how great that wood is, how hot it burns. It burns slow. A lot of other hardwoods kind of burn a little quicker, and they don't have that high BTUs like the locust does. So black locust is the best to burn.
Love it. See, this guy's good. I'm telling you, get those tree questions answered right now. Our number is 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. And for that tree and plant health care service year-round, call them, or just an appointment. You need information, 412-884-TREE, 412-884-TREE. Carlos McClintock, Pittsburgh Works, Greater Pitt Tree Service, with your Pratt Pack. Back with more after the news at the bottom of the hour with Rob Taylor on KDKA. Good morning.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback.
I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The following is paid for by Greater Pitt Tree Service.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, back at it. We'd love to hear from you. Greater Pitt Tree Service, Carlos McClintock. Number to dial for that tree advice, 866-391-1020. And you can reach them directly at 412-884-TREE, 412-884-TREE. All right, let's talk to Betty now. Betty, welcome to KDKA. Good morning.
Good morning. I've got a tree in my yard. I would like you to look at it. It's very big. I'm here 57 years.
I'd love to come out and look at it with you, Betty. What part of town are you in?
I live on the north side of Pittsburgh. I live in a city.
I love the north side.
It's Brighton Heights.
I love the north side. Okay.
So do I.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm very familiar with that area. Yeah, give us a call at 412-884-3.
Wait. You have to talk slow.
412-884.
Okay. Wait just a minute.
412-884-8733. You got it, Betty.
And is that a special you have to make for the look of my tree?
Yes, when you call in, I'll come out myself. I'll waive the $129 assessment fee. We'll look at it. I'll steer you in the right direction.
Oh, I love you. I love you. Because I've been worrying about that tree. I mean, I do get it trimmed. But like I said, I'm here 57 years. So please, I would definitely want to talk to you.
You got it, buddy.
Okay, so can you make an appointment for me?
Excuse me?
You just give him a call, and they'll set up the appointment, and he'll come out. Betty, thank you for the call. Have a great day. That's what I'm talking about. That's the type of service this guy gives every day. All right, you have a question, call us, 866-391-1020. So let me ask you a question. These mushrooms at the bottom or at the top of the tree, is that a sign of anything going on?
Yeah, it's a sign something bad is going on usually. If you see them growing out of your tree on the trunk, and the locust trees are very susceptible to that because of how their bark is and it's grooved and the age of them sometimes. So if you see something growing off of your tree that looks like a mushroom, some of it's conch shell fungus, it starts from the inside where there's rot because it needs a the growth needs to be supported by something internal. So it comes when there's maybe some rot or decay in the tree where dirt's collecting in there, and now it forms a pod where something could start growing off of it. Now, if you see them on the ground, they usually grow off of the roots that are underneath the ground because they're decaying, or that if it's an oak tree, it could be signs of oak wilt disease or root rot. So if you see any mushroom-type looking growth on the ground that stretches, you know, it could stretch pretty far from the trunk of the tree because the roots go out to the drip line of the tree. So you might say, well, it's 20 feet away from the trunk of the tree, but look up. If there's a branch hanging over from there, then it's still part of that root system. So there's definitely something going on with it. That's when you call Troy, because it's like 911 getting Troy out there when you see that. He'll come out, he'll get out there, you know, same day or whenever's convenient for you. He'll let you know what's going on with the tree, see if there's any applications that we can do for that, and you know, get you signed up for some trim, some fertilization, or maybe we got to remove the tree. It's just too far gone.
All right. Any questions for Carlos? Our lines are open, 866-391-1020. Back to the arborist. We talked about tools earlier. I've often wondered, how can they tell and what tools do they use to tell if that tree is hollow? How do they do that?
Yeah, he has actually this mallet that he can kind of bang on the tree at several different heights from where he's standing. And that's the first step, you know. And if he hears
You know, you can tell when he's banging it where it's solid and where it might be hollow. It's like finding that stud in your wall, you know what I mean? You're tapping, and then you hit that stud, and you know where to drill. So his mallet is kind of a tool that he uses, and then if he hears some significant hollowness in the tree, that's when we'll recommend doing the resistograph, and that's a device that goes around the tree with these prongs, and then he hooks it up to a machine. It's kind of like sonar or radar, and that machine will measure the density or lack thereof in that portion of the tree, and he'll do it at several different heights to really determine if there's decay or rot in the trunk of the tree, and then what he recommend. Once that's really there, there's nothing we can do to put it back, you know? So we usually have to remove the tree at that point.
So we've been talking in some of the recent shows about oak tree pruning through St. Patrick's Day. Anything else that can be pruned or trimmed this time of year?
Yeah, along with the oak trees that are very finicky tree, I always tell people you could look at an oak tree wrong and kill it. That's how temperamental they are. But the other trees we like to trim this time of year might be some flowering trees or fruit-producing trees. You know, you don't want to interrupt their growth cycle when they start blooming. So this is the time of year we can get in and do some maintenance or structural pruning on flowering or fruit-bearing trees. And then there's trees we trim year-round. Most maples are pretty resilient. We can kind of come out mostly any time of the year and trim the maples. But all in all, it's better to do the trimming in the dormant cycle for most trees.
All right, 866-391-1020. So big picture, Carlos, what do you think when this time of year, you know, we're actually having a winter, and it kind of gives a bit of a blanket, and everything kind of goes dormant. I think it's better to roll through a winter like this, and then when spring rings eternal, we kind of get a fresh start. In many years, we've had, you know, these very lengthy kind of late summers that kind of turn into very mild winters, very little precipitation. So as tough as it is right now, it's nice for even Mother Nature to get a break, right?
Yeah, that's a good point. And, you know, what I'll comment on that is, I mean, we've had a lot. It's raining now. We've had a lot of snow. That adds a lot of moisture to the ground. It makes the ground pretty soft. And now you got spring around the corner with, you know, with April showers, bring May flowers, and the storms we get in the spring. Now that area around your big tree or any tree on your property from all the rain and snow melt over this season, it could be a bad combination once we get these spring storms coming. So you got to be aware of that, and we could come out and kind of do a soil test and figure out, you know, if you have some loose ground or you know, the soil that the area is really wet around the tree still, it might be something you maybe want to reduce the height of the tree, because now the wind can pass over it. We can do what's called a crown reduction. And so now you alleviate a lot of those high winds banging on the upper canopy, and then it becomes like a mathematical equation. You got high winds hitting the tree, loose ground, something's going to give, and usually it's the tree that's fallen, and maybe it's fallen on your house.
All right, 866-391-1020. So let's spring ahead a little bit here, and anybody out there will kind of tie you into this. If you have a spring project that you know you have to get done, spring, summer project, and you're just kind of budgeting and figuring and planning, and you want to get a jump on that and be thinking spring on this chilly, wintry day in February, call us right now. Spring projects that you are looking at in just a couple of months. 866-391-1020. So talk to me, Carlos, about some things people need to be taking a peek into that crystal ball to be thinking about. I need to get on the books with Carlos so I can get these projects done. Go ahead.
Yeah, good point. And, you know, if you do have a project, it might be better to address it now while the ground's frozen. Maybe we could get the equipment in your yard without making a big of a footprint in the spring when the ground's soft. So if you have any ideas of what you're going to do on your property, maybe you're going to put a shed in or a detached garage or put a patio on that extends out, we could come out now and look at it. And also, our prices are a little cheaper right now. We go from 3 crews down to 1 crew right now. So, you know, we're not carrying that big payroll. So we pass that savings on to the customer. And our winter pricing will extend to March 1st. So you got a few weeks to get in under that, you know, when our pricing kind of goes into full swing and the season's starting up and kind of becomes supply and demand. Like right now we're looking for a little bit of work, so we'll give you a better price. So get those phones ringing. Call us now. I love to give people a better price. You know, I look good. It helps, you know, money's tight for everybody right now in this economy. So call us now. Get us out there. Get us out there before our pricing goes in, up a little bit.
All right. Good example how he just kind of shifted gears and made a whole lot more sense of what you need to do now. So maybe you're listening and you got something you want to get done now and you're wondering about the price. You could actually save a few dollars and get it done a little quicker because, as he said, hey, it's kind of a slower time of year, obviously, for what they do, but it's going to be ramping up very soon. And then it may be a little bit of longer wait and it's going to cost you a little bit more. So dealing with any type of tree issue right now, looking into the future, whatever you need done, we can handle. You can get some great advice by simply calling 866-391-1020. We're going to take a short break, come back, get right back to these phones. All of them are available, 866-391-1020. Or you can go right to the source that is Greater Pitt Tree Service and leave your information right now on this Sunday morning. And that number is 412-884-TREE. 412-884-TREE. More of your calls, more with Carlos McClintock, Greater Pitt Tree Service on a Sunday morning. Pittsburgh Works with your Pratt Pack on KDK in just a couple of minutes.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, back. Carlos is here, Greater Pitt Tree Service. If you have a question, you can get some free advice by dialing 866-391-1020. Better do it quickly, though. This is our final segment. A lot of good calls today, but you can always reach them at the office, 412-884-TREE. And being that this is their slower time of year, get the job done quicker, save a little bit of money, and you're on your way as far as all of the spring and summer activities planned for you. But people are always planning spring and summer activities right now as far as their home sweet home. And listen, as I mentioned a couple of times this weekend, my good friends, you hear me talk about them all the time, the Allegheny Health Network in conjunction with Highmark, a healthcare company, and that Orthopedics Institute run by Dr. Pat DeMeo, a lifelong friend of mine. They've got these great sports complexes. Frank Velasquez, who's the director of what they do in the way of sports medicine, you've heard him many times on this show. They've got the one in Montour, which is the home of the Pittsburgh Riverhounds, and they also have that wonderful facility, Cool Springs, out there in the Bethel Park region, the South Hills of Pittsburgh. And that's going to kind of kick off the home show season for Andy from EV True Value, Doug from, of course, the Organic Gardener. But this guy I found out today, that's a trifecta, definitely worth going. They're going to be a part of the one next weekend at Montour, just outside of Coriopolis, and then the following weekend at Cool Springs, and then the Pittsburgh home show beginning the first weekend in March, in which we're going to be a part of that. So you're going to be out and about, are you not, Carlos?
Yes, it's a busy time for us. We did one down in Washington County a few weeks ago, a three-day home show, and we have Montour coming up next week, then South Hills, and then the big 10-day show down at the Convention Center, the Pittsburgh Home and Garden Show. So we're out there. Stop by. Come to our booth. Let us know what you have going on your property. Schedule an appointment. I also like being down at these home shows because I see so many people we've worked for over the last 20 years, and they come up and they're just so appreciative. I remember their name. I have a very good memory. I remember their job, and we just sit there and talk. So I really enjoy that. I love seeing the people that we've worked for, and we love getting new clients. So stop by and come by our booth, and we usually give out, you know, some book bags or something like that. And so we, you know, get you in there, talk to you about what's going on in your property, get you an estimate, and get it taken care of for you.
Yeah, and this way, you know, you get a chance to actually ask a couple of questions in person. You get to know what they do and the people who represent Greater Pitt Tree Service, and it makes the whole process, when you decide to get the job done, a whole lot easier. You know, and when they roll up into your house, I'm sure there are other people you're going to be talking to, or maybe going to these home shows with, and you interact, you've talked to people who've had jobs done by people like Greater Pitt Tree Service and others, so you really get a good handle on things. And there's all sorts of great spiffs and opportunities to get in on some great deals as well at these home shows. And I've always loved being a part of them, and I've been a part of them for a very long time, so I'm looking forward to the one that's going to be Montour, home of the Pittsburgh Riverhounds, just outside of Coriopolis next weekend, then Cool Springs the following weekend out there in the South Hills, and then we're going to be at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center. Matter of fact, going to be doing a lot lot of broadcasting at this year's Home and Garden Show. Hey, is it get a little, you get a little itchy this time of year? You want to kind of get back in the game like a player sitting on the bench saying, put me back in? I mean, because right now you guys have been kind of quiet after the holidays because of the weather, and it's that time of year. So you start ramping up, you know, making sure all the equipment's ready to go, people are ready to go, and you're ready to start rolling your trucks on a day-to-day basis pretty much around the clock. It'll be here before you know it, right, Carlos?
Yes. We come out like chomping at the bit. We're rested. You know, we've had some time off. We've waited out the cold. You know, we come out swinging, that's for sure. And, you know, when I'm home like this, my wife's like, man, you need to get a job. Like, get out of the house. It helps her, too, because she's not used to seeing me. I leave when it's dark, and I come home when it's dark. So now I'm home like 3-4 weeks, and so everybody's happy when we get back to work.
All right, listen, before we get out of here, I just want to take a little bit of time and tell the folks about your son. Got a big boxing match coming up, always a favorite event on my calendar, the Golden Gloves here in Pittsburgh. Talk about it.
Yeah, we're excited. He's going to be fighting either Friday or Saturday, first round of the Western PA Golden Gloves. He fights in the 132-pound class. He's a tough little kid. He's down 3rd Avenue Gym downtown getting trained by some Greenfield guys. So it's awesome. He's 4-1 right now in the amateur ranks, and he's excited about this fight. He took a little bit of time off for football season at Central Catholic. And now this is boxing season, so he's ready. He's been training hard. We've been sparring. So Friday or Saturday, we're waiting to hear the exact day and time, but we should know soon.
Yeah, it's a really exciting event, and I've been a part of it far and up close for many, many years. Legendary fighter Paul Spadafore shined at it. Joe Frazier had his son Marvin here many, many years ago. I've seen a lot of fighters from this region use that as a catalyst, a stepping stone. Tommy Yankello, one of the best trainers anywhere, big part of that for a very long time, too. 3rd Avenue Boxing, big part of it. So get out and enjoy Vaughn Kimbrough, Monty Mesa Clay, be here all day. I've seen some great ones, and his son is kind of trying to get into that inner circle, and I heard he's got some skill and some power in both hands. So really wishing the Central Catholic student, part of Brian Lehmeyer's football team, the best of luck. Couldn't be more proud of Cello. You know, I will tell you this too, Carlos, the great thing about what you do, once you do a job for someone, that you end up in their contacts, and whenever they have an issue, it's like a doctor, a dentist, a lawyer, a mechanic, people know that they get that reliable neighborhood, that service that has been trusted for a very long time in this region. You grew up here. You know you have to shine here because these are the people that your family have known, that you have known for a very long time. So you want to get it done right the first time. But that first time somebody comes to your house, it's the start of a great relationship, is it not?
Yeah, and that's what I really enjoy about it. You know, Pittsburgh's a small city. It's 2 degrees of separation here. So, you know, when I'm out and about and I see somebody or somebody sees me and they say, oh, you worked at my mom's house, or we saw you on our street. So it's just great being, I love Pittsburgh. I'm a Pittsburgher through and through. I love being out there in the community. I love supporting the restaurants and the neighborhoods we work in. I couldn't be happier with what I do for a living. And when you do something you enjoy for a living, you never work a day in your life. And that's the way I see it. I really am able to enjoy everything that comes along with it. And I'm all about the relationships first, and the money will come. Yeah, that's great. But you need the relationships to be successful in business. And that's what I think that I've done. I've groomed the relationships. You know, I've gone through, you know, doing work for multiple family members and multiple neighbors. And those are the relationships you need to sustain your business.
Well, listen, Mark Mackey just sent me a text from the Exercise Warehouse and said your son is a really good fighter. So that's all I need to hear. So I got to get a ticket and watch this young man, lace up the leather and see what he's got. So he's making some noise in a good way, and that's great. Carlos, always a pleasure, my friend. Let's do it again real soon. And if not, before, I'll probably see you at Montour this weekend, okay?
Yeah, can't wait, and thanks for having me on. We love KDK. We love being a part of it. We're on with you. We're on with Marty. We're on in the morning commercials with Larry Richards, and the KDK listeners are second to none. They're the best.
All right, there he goes. Carlos McClintock, Greater Pitt Tree Service, 412-884-TREE. Coming up, news at 10, then Accurate Solutions, and then I got a busy day on the Coons Market Black and Gold Sunday Show.
The proceeding was paid for by Greater Pitt Tree Service. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.